Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace, then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
The box or God's way? There's two ways for people to go, and that's to stay in the box that they're in, or they can go God's way. We want to continue our study right now about the biblical perspective of problems. You may be asking, how can I deal with my problems? How can I handle them? Frankly, if you do not know Christ as your Savior, there are no answers to your problems of life. The solving of your problem or problems begins by solving your greatest problem. That is, how will you get into God's heaven? Well, the answer to that problem, of course, is to admit you are a sinner. Admit you can't go to heaven with the problem of your personal sin. Admit that if you died right now, you would go to a devil's hell. The devil's hell will actually be your personal hell that you choose if you die in your present condition. Well, the answer to the heaven or hell problem you have to ask is Jesus to forgive you. That's what you have to ask Jesus to forgive you of your personal sin. Accept the free gift of heaven that God offers you this very moment. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Romans 6:23. Jesus is the only way to get rid of sin that is keeping you out of heaven. You read about this in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's Jesus. The Lord hath laid on Jesus the iniquity, the sin of us all. Once you come to Jesus and ask forgiveness, believing that he was crucified, buried, and in other words, he died, and that he resurrected from the dead, for you personally, then hell will not be your personal hell, but heaven will be your personal heaven. Once a person receives Jesus as Savior, then problems of life can be dealt with. Well, it doesn't mean you're not going to have problems, but the old problems must be dealt with by the new person. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The believer is a new creature in Christ. The words new creature in Christ means that the believer is a new creation. Something has happened that required nothing short of a miracle by the Creator. See, in the middle of the mess mankind has created for himself, God has come to create something brand new. In the middle of the problems and rubble and chaos and confusion, God is doing something. In the midst of it all, God is putting down a new foundation for the believer to stand upon. God is the great builder. We are God's creation, and we are founded in Christ, upon Christ, by Christ, for Christ, under Christ. See, the problem is that very often we fail to stand on that solid foundation that God has provided in Christ Jesus, and we try to tackle our problems the old way instead of God's new way. The believer has a choice as to where he will stand today. We need to seek to understand how we can let God guide our own day by day living. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Well, imagine a box. There's spiritual and carnal. Spiritual and carnal. Well, the spiritual believer, under the influence of his or her new nature, as we read about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and the spiritual believer is under the influence of his or her new nature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Well, the spiritual believer is the believer who is in a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This person is rightly related to God. This person does not leave God out of his life, but God is the very center of his day-by-day living. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Well, the carnal person, the carnal believer, under the influence of his or her old nature. Did you know that your old nature, that old fleshly sinful nature which you inherited from Adam, hates God? You say, I've never heard anything like that. Well, Romans chapter 8 and verse 7 says, because the carnal mind, that's the fleshly mind, the old sinful nature, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The carnal person is self-centered and does not walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The carnal believer leaves God out of his life and thinking, and he lives a self-centered life. Galatians 5:17, once again, it says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Well, the old nature is against God. The old nature considers God an enemy. The old nature is at war against God. Paul said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Romans chapter 7 and verse 18. Paul knew this about himself. Do you know this about yourself? Well, notice in the box, the carnal believer is boxed in. The carnal believer is boxed in. He is surrounded by pieces. In other words, problems, places, persons, and so forth. He's trying to deal with his problems without trusting God and without looking to God or to God's Word. Now, every unsaved person is in this box. There is no other place for him to be until he is saved. If a believer is in this box, he is there because he chooses to be there. It is not a good place to be. As a person grows older, more and more pieces come into the box. Let's think about these pieces and what they represent. Notice surrounded by pieces. Well, what are these items or pieces surrounding the person? Here's what the pieces are. First, experiences which the person has had. Then feelings which the person has had or is now having. The past with its memories. The present with its difficulties and challenges. The future with its uncertainties. And then thoughts. Well, the older a person gets, the more pieces there are that gather around him. As the days and months go by, the pile gets bigger and bigger. And the person is surrounded by all these pieces. As the person sees the pieces and thinks about the pieces, there is no pattern to be found, no purpose to be seen, and no picture of the whole. Pieces also come from the outside. This brings us to our next point. Pieces added from the outside. We looked at the pieces inside. Now look at outside. The outside. The people about us usually add to these pieces. Children, friends, and enemies can add pieces. The news that you get from the media adds more pieces to the pile. In other words, world events and so forth. The pile gets bigger. Situations can also be adding to your pile. Things such as worries, woes, wants, needs, demands, all these things, and many more, add to the growing pile. A safe and solid place to stand? The believer has a very solid place to stand. The believer does not have to stay in the box. The believer does not have to be boxed in forever. The believer should wake up and say, I'm a new creature in Christ. I have a great God over me. I have a solid foundation under my feet. I have a stable and solid place to stand. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And I say, Jehovah Jireh, God provides. It's victory. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of His, the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. 2 Corinthians 2:14. God provides blessing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. The victory and the blessings are to be found in Christ, not in the box. We should remember that the problems in the pile still remain. God does not fix or remove the pile. It is the same old pile, same problem, same person, same friends. Well, could they be friends or are they enemies? But it's a new me, a new creature. In the middle of the problems and rubble and chaos and confusion, God wants to do something. I need to stand in the right place and watch God work it all out. Well, there's a choice. Choose. From which position are you going to tackle today? From which position will you tackle tomorrow? Will you tackle your life from the old box or from your relationship with Christ? You must choose. Take your pick. As believers, we need to learn to exercise our relationship to the Lord and stand in the right place. Right now, what are you holding and where are you holding it? Notice the two people in the when we think of the box, notice people holding something in their hand. What are you holding right now? What problem or concern is in your mind right now? What is bothering you right now? What are you holding in your hand? Are you holding it in the old box? Or are you holding it while standing on that solid foundation? Are you holding it or is it holding you? Sometimes you might think you are holding the problem when the problem is really holding you. You think you have a problem, but the problem really has you. You need to ask yourself, am I the master of my problem or am I a slave of my problem? Luke chapter 18, verses 22 and 23. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. The man in Luke chapter 18 did not hold wealth. The wealth held him. He was not able to let it go. Now, there's nothing wrong with having wealth, as long as that wealth does not keep you from knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior or from serving Him as a saved person. What's the thing holding you? Where did it come from? You must identify that. Recognize it. And most of the time, we just feel, we get emotional, mad, sad, glad, or whatever. We just don't think. Something becomes a problem only if you do not have the resources to meet it and solve it. Thank God you have the resources in Jesus Christ. He's the one who can take care of those problems for you. The decision is yours. Where are you standing? Are you standing in Christ or in the box? What are you standing upon? Are you standing upon Christ and His Word or upon your own self, experiences, emotions, feelings, energies, and so forth? Who are you looking to? You need to be looking to the Lord today. Ask Him to save you. And if you are saved, turn to Him and trust Him to take care of the problems in your life. Serve Him with all of your might.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.